Thank you, and thank you is what we're here to say. But let's begin, though, on a slightly different note. We have a number of members of the Indiana National Guard here. 1,400 of them participated with about a similar number of state employees in the events of June that we are here to honor. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday this week, regrettably, we will be laying to rest three brave members of the Indiana National Guard who gave their lives in the national aspect of their service. And I'd like to ask you all just to stop for a moment and reflect on them in thanks for their service and their sacrifice. Thank you. I have a lot of memories in this job. It'll be in the rocking chair, I suppose, one day before I ever can stop long enough to try to collect them all. But I'm just sure that among the most lasting and vivid will be those of the early days of June 2008, when I saw the first natural phenomena, the like of which I hadn't seen before, our state really hadn't seen in a century or more. And then I saw individual service and sometimes heroism on a scale that not many folks get to see. And I'll always treasure these memories. They are of you and those other folks who aren't here today. Best we can tell, about 1,600 state employees took direct part. And the 300 or 400 of you who have made it here, as I understand, the other 1,200 said, I have to work today and I can't come, so. We're glad to have you all here, and it's appropriate that you stop your duties just for a short time and accept our thanks for what you did. I'm sure everybody here's got indelible recollections too. Mine just kind of came in a blur because we were moving fast and trying to get from place to place, and really just to support each of you. But I still think about the elderly couple I met in Columbus. They told me they had been on the page one of the Columbus Republic just a couple days before because the tornado tore the roof off their house. It was one of the more severely damaged houses. 2 days later, the flood took what was left. That's a lot of bad luck for 48 hours. And that they were trying to pick me up. They were so upbeat, so grateful to have each other, and they were looking forward already. There's a little girl named Lacey, I think, in Martinsville, and I went over to see, she was maybe 10, I went over to talk to her because I heard that her family had to be plucked off the roof of the house by a DNR boat. So I said, Lacey, was it scary? She said, not too bad. It was actually kind of fun. She said, but Grandma got the most fun. They got her on a jet ski. I said, are you jealous? She said, yes, you know. What I remember best is just how hard everybody worked and how uncomplaining it was. Everywhere I went, and each time we've not had something as big or bad as this, but we've had our share during my term in service here of natural disasters. And each time we have, I've made it a careful practice not to get in the way, to go where trouble has come and where help is being provided. But it seems to me that best use of my time, best contribution I can make is always, I really just ask two questions of the people on the scene, of the local responders that you are there to help. Do you have everything you need? And are the state agencies who are here working together as one? I have to tell you that as I asked those questions during this calamitous period of early June, occasionally I would find that folks were running short of something, water or medicine or something, and we would quickly jump on that. But never once, I was so proud of this, never once did anybody say, nah, the state agencies are not well coordinated, they're not They will get a different answer from one than the other. They're squabbling over who's in charge. Not one time, not one place. I'm so grateful to you for this. We have worked hard on it. I give a lot of credit to my partner, Becky, and to Joe Wayne Scott, and all the folks at DHS, but really to every single agency here. And it was so useful and it was so effective in this process. There was no time lost that I could find. There was no friction. There was no wheel spun while one agency protected its turf or demanded the right to call the shots or something. Everybody worked together, knew what to do, and just went and did it. It was so impressive. And by the way, not just to me. I know you heard this, but I'm just going to report to you that having been able to see maybe the whole picture and go a little bit of everywhere, the folks at the local end were so impressed and so grateful for what each of you did. And average citizens, too. Now, consider this. There may be somebody I'm unaware of, but I know for a fact, because I think I met the person, the first relief check was delivered to the first Hoosier on the eighth day after the first raindrop. It's got to be an all-time meet and pool record for such things. And that's just one of many, many measurements of how good a job y'all did. I think you, in the process of just doing your jobs and helping your neighbors, you accomplished a secondary, less important, but not unimportant thing. You really showed our fellow citizens, you showed the whole world how competent people in public service can be, how really talented and how efficient and effective. And that's a really great thing too. You know, we all know that sometimes, like any human enterprise, government can get it wrong or can be sloppy, and everybody here knows at least one joke about government. I love them too. But it is also important that citizens know when you really need it, when it counts, when it might be life and death, that there are hard-working public servants, you, who are there and who know what to do and trained for it and thought about it and prepared for it and didn't let anything get in the way of working together to take care of folks who needed it. You did that. You did that in a way that earned the admiration of the people you helped, of the compassionate people outside the flood zone who were worried about their fellow citizens, earned the admiration, as Joe said, of people at the national level who came in here and had a look around and said, gee, these Hoosiers didn't wait for us. They're looking after their own. I think you gave a great demonstration of professionalism and competence in public service, and you showed the world the special qualities we call Hoosier. Thank you very, very much.